Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five people dead, numerous others wounded. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Bill Nelson is one of Florida's senators.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters not long ago they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive. However, he did not endorse the view of the intelligence agencies that Russia had computers to aid Mr. Trump's bid for president. This is VOA News. France's popular far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen says she would prioritize French ties with Francophone Africa if she's elected president. 48-year-old National Front Party leader also said polling is strong for her in ahead of the first round of presidential elections, which are set for April. She was among the first French politicians to congratulate U.S. President-elect Trump on his victory last November. She also defended Russia's annexation of Crimea. Le Pen says she would rejoice in improved U.S.-Russian ties under a Trump presidency as good for France economically, politically, and strategically. Like Mr. Trump, she expressed doubt that Russia meddled in the U.S. elections. Le Pen says it is easy to blame Moscow when things go wrong. Rather, now is the time, she says, for nations to unify in battling the common threat of Islamist extremism. A massive shipment of U.S. military equipment has been unloaded in Germany, part of a NATO operation known as Atlantic Resolve. General Tim McGuire is Europe Deputy Commander for the U.S. Army.
Atlantic Resolve is what has been going on for several years now, and it's just a sign of the should serve to reassure our Eastern European allies of the continued commitment of the United States of America. It is also one to just another sign of the United States and NATO's commitment to deterrence and maintaining the peace here in Europe.
The shipment and accompanying troops are said to be speedily deployed to Poland, the Baltics, and Romania in a move to increase the region's security. Personnel and equipment is set to be later relocated throughout the region for training and exercises with European allies. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who are politically appointees to resign their post as of Inauguration Day. It's January 20th. Senior member of the President-elect Trump's transition team told the newspaper, the New York Times, that there was no ill will in the move, describing it as a simple matter of ensuring the President Obama's overseas envoys leave the government on schedule, just as thousands of political aides at the White House and in federal agencies must do. Soldiers in Ivory Coast launched mutinies in three cities. It happened in a bid for higher pay. In a communique, the Ivorian Defense Ministry said that officers entered into discussions with the soldiers regarding their concerns. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we'll focus on two of the greatest guitarists in modern jazz, and both of them birthday boys. We'll celebrate John McLaughlin and Mike Stern. John McLaughlin and Mike Stern have a lot in common. They're from the same generation of great guitar players who came of age during the jazz fusion era and beyond, known primarily as electric guitar players, but very good acoustic guitar players as well. Both of them also enjoyed their coming out party into the world of jazz guitar playing as members of Miles Davis's band. We'll investigate that, get some thoughts and some various conversations I've enjoyed with John and Mike over the years, and of course hear their wonderful music on this edition of Jazz America. Happy birthday, John McLaughlin, born in England, and happy birthday, Mike Stern, born in the good old USA. Let's begin, though, with two of the new generation of jazz musicians, singers, and players, and their interpretation of classic music. We're talking about vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. We're going to hear from her album, For One to Love. And she's joined by the winner of the Cole Porter Fellowship from the American Pianists Association, Aaron Deal, and his trio on this work. So, two of the young generation paying homage to the past as Cecile McLaurin-Salvant sings the song entitled Wives and Lovers, the classic, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. We'll open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. Girls at the office and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curls. You may not see him again.
Thank you.
I mentioned earlier that John McLaughlin had played with Miles Davis in the past. As a matter of fact, he made such an impression upon Miles that Miles wrote a song simply titled John McLaughlin. And you just heard that song. It came from the album Bitches Brew, on which John McLaughlin contributed along with some of the other of his generation, some of the greats of the jazz fusion era and beyond. This is Russ Davis, and we're celebrating two great guitarists, both of whom worked with Miles Davis and John McLaughlin, born on the 4th of January in 1942, 75 years old this year. Let's get some thoughts from him and a backstage conversation I enjoyed with him as he was playing with Chick Corea and a host of other great players in what they called the Five-Piece Band in 2008 at the Barcelona Jazz Festival in Spain. And then we'll hear some of John's great solo work here on Jazz America.
If the music can touch somebody and allow somebody, it's like a bridge between spirits, you know? It's a language of the spirit, music. And consequently, when it can touch somebody, it can touch somebody in the most profound way, in the most beautiful way, and can allow you to see and feel things that you didn't know possible. I know, because it happens to me when I hear musicians who really, they touch me in such a profound way, you know, that, and I need that, I need that. But not only in music, but in everything. I mean, whether it's in poetry or even in movie making is like an art. You know, it can be in anything, in dance, in theater, in in anything. And some people have the art of life down, which is why many years ago I began to be interested in more metaphysical existence, you know, why I started with Sri Chinmoy, one, yoga, bhakti yoga, and also studied Sufism and Buddhism and the various Eastern religions, which for me are to do with the art of living, which is maybe the most sublime art, you know. The thing about music is that it's very special insofar as that, I'm only speaking personally, but if there's a God, then music is the face of God.
from his brilliant and very spiritual album, My Goals Beyond. That's John McLaughlin showing his skill on acoustic guitar on the song entitled Peace One. And now, since John was born in England, I thought I might give you some music from one of his fellow countrymen. From England as well, the late great pianist Marion McPartland, from her album Marion McPartland's Hickory House Trio Reprise on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Well, she was born in England, but she made her way to the USA, New York City, to be specific, to set up shop and become one of the great pianists in jazz in her day. The late, great Marion McPartland, with her trio that she called the Hickory House Trio, they played in the mid-1950s at the famous place on 52nd Street, Swing Street in New York City, called the Hickory House. Joe Morello and Bill Crow on the drums and bass, respectively, along with Marion McPartland. They got together, and just before she passed away, to create the album Reprise in a live performance at the New York club Birdland. And from that, hope you enjoyed Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Marion McPartland, John McLaughlin's fellow English person. More coming up with our celebration of Mr. McLaughlin, as well as Mike Stern, the great guitarist, celebrating his birthday this week. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received via Facebook. Someone who'd been listening to Jazz America tracked me down on Facebook, and he wrote me a simple message which reads as follows. Hello, Russ. Greetings from your jazzy friend in Sierra Leone, Aboubakar Rashid. Aboubakar Rashid, thank you so much for your message, and I have got a song to play for you that is in celebration of another of the greats of jazz history who just passed away. The great drummer Alphonse Mouzon, who was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but he was an international figure of African, French, and Blackfoot Indian descent. He passed away on the day after Christmas and left a wonderful musical legacy, having played with the likes of Larry Coryell in 11th House, Miles Davis, McCoy Tyner, and as an original member of the band Weather Report with Wayne Shorter, Joe Zawinul, and Miroslav Vitus. And in honor of his wonderful career, here's a song from the very first Weather Report release in 1971. The song is Umbrellas, remembering Alphonse Mouzon on Jazz America. Thank you. Miles Davis and Company with a cut from the album The Man with the Horn that was his comeback release after 7 years of being out of the music business to get some of his personal affairs together. And the name of the song you just heard, Fat Time, which was a song Miles wrote in honor of Mike Stern. Mike seemed to be a little overweight at the time, so he called Mike Fat Time. And his nickname became a great song that you just heard featuring Mike Stern on guitar with his distinctive guitar sound. How did Mike Stern develop that unique sound of his? Well, let's find out and then hear some more of it here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate his birthday.
You know, you found through the devices that you play through and the guitar that you choose and the way you touch the strings, you found a voice. It has a human quality, and I want you to expound on that a little bit, and also bringing in the wordless vocal in the singers.
I appreciate that, first of all, but I think it's over time you find your own way of playing. Hopefully, you know, you just do it enough, and you kind of and for me, I kind of stuck with a certain kind of a concept that was kind of natural for me, because when I was little, I was singing first. I was, you know, more like screaming around the house. And my mom heard me do that all the time, so she knew that I was going to do something with music. And so she got me some piano lessons, and then I went at age about 9 years old, I picked up the guitar. And it was about 12 years old. I picked up the guitar, and it was just kind of my decision to kind of, you know, that was my choice, you know. So I felt like that was kind of, I'm 12 years old, I'm making my own choices here, you know. I don't want to go, because my mom plays piano really, really beautifully. And so I just got hooked to it right away. But I always liked the singing quality of a horn and also just the singing quality of a voice. So I always tried to get that somehow through the guitar, the way I play it. I'll pick, sometimes I pick every note, but I pick them light and kind of not real even sometimes, so that the kind of the syllables that come out or whatever are kind of vocal kind of sounding. And then I like two amps, a kind of a stereo sound, to give it kind of more of an acoustic kind of quality, and kind of more air, and a little bit of ambiance with a little bit of chorus and some delay. But mainly I think it's the way I kind of play and just hear the sound is just, for better or for worse, for me it's just natural to, and I like it to sing.
We'll be right back.
Mike Stern showing off his singing guitar with a cut titled Tumble Home from his album Who Let the Cats Out. By the way, as a point of reference, Mike Stern hails from Boston, Massachusetts, and also from Boston, Massachusetts, Chelsea. Outside of Boston, to be specific, comes Chick Corea. And here he is with the band he called at the time, the new trio, with the Chelsea Shuffle on Jazz America from VOA 1. Chelsea Shuffle from Chick Corea's new trio from the Past Present Futures album. More of A Tale of Two Guitars, McLaughlin and Stern, next hour on Jazz America.